This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
We were choosing songs for One More Tune a while ago, and I asked Dave and Callum in the room, all right, because I was looking through a playlist from certain years, and I was shocked to learn what year Love Yourself by Justin Bieber was released.
2016.
I'm going to go back to a different year now and ask you, Dave, in what year do you think What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber was released?
What Do You Mean is the same album, it's Purpose, so I'm going to say it's 2016.
2015, very
damn it.
Okay, so 2015 then, you know that I'm in there. Uptown Funk 2015, Thinking Out Loud Ed Sheeran 2015, Lean On by Major Lazer. Remember that?
Ugh, yeah,
I hated that.
Did you?
I just got so sick of it so quickly. Let it go. Okay, Dave, what year do you think Neon Trees, Everybody Talks was released?
Neon Trees
Everybody
was
Talks.
Too much. It started with a whisper. 2000 and...
What were you doing in your world?
I want to say 2011.
So close, 2012.
Ah!
That was the same year that I Knew You Were Trouble by Taylor Swift was released, Diamonds by Rihanna, and Call Me Maybe by
her
one, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Give me another one.
One more for the road. In what year, Dave, do you think... That's the same year we just did, Emma. Maybe mix it up. Calvin Harris, Summer. What year was that released?
Calvin Harris, Summer was released in 2013.
Oh, so close, 14.
No, damn it.
That was the same year Clean Bandit, Jesslyn, Rather Be, which I love.
I love that song.
I'm Not the Only One, Sam Smith.
Two.
Anaconda, Nicki Minaj.
Anaconda,
Dirty
yeah.
Old Song,
Anaconda,
2014.
Don't.
One, no, no, unless you got buns, hun.
And without further ado, goodbye. Not without further ado, without. And with that, and on that bombshell, goodbye.
Rise and shine, wake up in the morning. Spins fully charged.
Headphones are twisted.
Oh,
and I can't
good
get
morning. What's going on? Happy Thursday.
Hi.
Do you know what I was thinking? And I know it's kind of past it, right?
Yeah.
It's past Paddy's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do want to just inquire something.
Please do.
What I want to inquire is, how do I get a seat on O'Connell Street for the Paddy's Day Parade?
My God, what is the...
Yeah, what I got to do here?
What's the order there? Yeah,
because I
see it on the telly and I
understand
went, that looks nice.
Michael D. Higgins needs a seat and that's absolutely fine. Who's the rest of them?
That's what I'd be wondering.
Who's the rest of you?
There was a good old gang there.
There was.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they were enjoying it as much as I would.
Yeah, so, and people were really trying to make an effort with people there. You could see like... people on the street going over trying to interact with them and stuff, and I didn't see many people buying in.
It was a networking opportunity, Emma. A networking opportunity. They weren't there to enjoy the parade, I'll tell you that much. It was
right.
A networking opportunity. I would be there to enjoy the parade.
Mm.
I would like a seat at the table, please.
Right.
And I want to figure out how to do that.
That's actually a really good point. I thought that with public of information, or what's freedom of information,
yeah.
There should be somewhere on like patricksfestival.ie or whatever it's called.
Who's attending?
I think it needs to be a lottery system, yeah. Like it would be with the Late Late Show.
Yeah, and I don't want to be in the parade. Just be aware. I have no interest in being in the parade. No. I want to see the parade.
Mm.
And when you're in the parade, you can't watch the parade.
You know what I always think about parades?
Go on.
Is like, you know the way you just see it as it's moving?
Yeah.
I want to see it at the beginning when they're all just like stuck in a car park somewhere
really?
Getting ready
yeah,
to
yeah.
leave.
Yeah.
And it's like, right, you're next. Up. I'd say that element of it is probably
it's
more buzzy than walking the parade.
I'm feeling it's up by like the Garden of Remembrance or something. Like, and that they kind of walk down that road and then on they go to O'Connell Street. I don't know where they start and I don't know where I think they end somewhere around like,
yeah,
say like Merrion Square or something, and then they just disperse.
My favourite thing about the commentary of the parade when I watched it on Monday was as you come over O'Connell Bridge and you kind of swing a right to go down the quays.
Yeah.
Did you hear the commentary on this? No.
No. Was it you and Sarah McTiernan?
Yeah, she's class. She's brilliant. It's a hard thing to commentate.
It is.
Really difficult. And they have so many facts on everyone to keep them going, but like, God, it's hard to keep the momentum up. But anyway, as they turn the corner, I obviously missed the gag because there must have been a gag made since the beginning of the parade about the corner being kind of tricky for,
oh, right,
especially a marching band to all kind of fall back into the right step,
yeah,
and turn the tight corner.
I always wondered
about
that.
But it was dubbed the tricky corner.
Ah.
So they were kind of, every time it came up, she'd be like, oh,
here comes
tricky corner. Here again. And you know, it was very much like that, and it was almost like you missed the joke.
That's
funny. I couldn't stop looking at everyone as they were trying to make their way around the corner.
We've just woken up since Paddy's Day, by the way.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Sometimes, sadly, on the show, we have to bring you some very sad news, i.e. a death notice when something has died. I have the opposite today.
A birth notice?
A resurrection notice?
Even better.
Coming up to Easter and everything. Is there a better time for a resurrection notice?
I don't get the connection.
I was like, really? No, come on. Okay, guys, a resurrection notice this morning, courtesy of Topshop of the fashion world, Dublin and beyond. The date of resurrection? Well, 2025, hopefully. If you don't know what Topshop is, it is a beloved millennial fashion icon, a shop, a trendsetter. And she's making a triumphant return, it looks like, this year. It was gone away back around the pandemic was what killed Topshop, I think.
Really? It's been gone for... I actually thought it was gone for longer.
Yeah, 2021, it temporarily departed our lives. And what happened was it moved exclusively to an online store via ASOS.
Ooh. Right?
But the cause of resurrection, well, hey, nostalgia, demand, and a £1 million deal miracle.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking that's probably more so the factor, isn't it?
Survived by ASOS, they were obviously previously partners in crime, and they're still collaborating for this digital rebirth at the moment. And the celebrations are just bring a tear to your eye this morning. People online saying Topshop announcing they're returning to the high street is a joy millennial girlies will understand. We've missed you. It is great. It's fab news. I do miss a Topshop, I have to say. And it's good to know that we have a big spot in the Jervis should they want to put a store in there on the back of New Look.
I was just about to say, God, can you imagine, like, what is it, three-story New Look? Or is it three-story New Look? Or like it's a massive one.
I think it was at least two.
Yeah,
yeah. Huge.
Yeah,
every
massive.
Floor was like you felt like you were in a BT's, but it was just all New Look.
What's the vibe? What's the similarities? Like, what would you compare it to, Topshop? Is it kind of like a H&M?
I know the fast fashion isn't cool, but it would remind me of what you would find on like a boohoo.com.
Oh, really? Right.
Which they're all the same, aren't they, at the end of the day? Like, it's probably the same quality as...
Yeah,
well,
Zara's,
if I remember correctly, it was... Yeah, they're all fast
they're
fashion.
They're all fast
really.
Fashion.
If you think of the likes of maybe Zara, but slightly better quality, I think Topshop would... If you had something from Topshop, it would last you a while, I think.
I would have said that Zara was the highest of high-end...
Yeah, it's not.
In terms of...
No.
Of
that it's really not, which is crazy.
But, like, Dave, you strike me as a top man kind of man.
Yeah, top man on the way back too.
No, I'm more of a H&M guy. I don't know top man. What's... I feel like...
Top man was the male version of Topshop.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever even been in there.
Do you remember?
I shop two places, Callum. That is River Island at the bottom of Grafton Street and H&M on Dame Street. That's the only places I shop.
Like, Top Man gives me serious River Island vibes. You're such a Top Man guy.
Yeah, okay. You are. You could be a model for Top Man.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
No, I'm not just saying that. He gives me real Top Man vibes.
Do you remember those back in the day when Rihanna was really big and all the men was wearing
the t-shirt
Rihanna on?
Yeah.
That was Top
Man. Was it?
Yeah, yeah. And the guy in the in-betweeners, you know, where you had the coloured collar and then like a blue. Sure. That was pure Top Man.
With the fedora.
Yeah, then the buttons down the side. Like, that's you.
Yeah.
That's you 10 years ago.
They were kind of, I suppose, on their day, they were more forward-thinking. To the way now, you get, like, real quirky stuff no matter where you go. We've moved beyond in terms of, like, you know, female fashion. Sometimes you're like, could I pull that off? Like, it's actually hard to shop now because everything's a little bit out there. They were probably the first, in my memory, of being a little bit more forward.
Okay.
That would make you go, geez, could I pull that off? I don't know.
Interesting. I always thought that was H&M. Jesus, a pocket in the front. What are they like?
I often think the same about something from Penny's. I'm like, they're mad socks. Hope no one gets to see them. We'll wait and see what happens, but hopefully a physical return is coming.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. So Selena Gomez, right, she's running this thing on her Instagram, which I thought was quite interesting. 12 days of rare stuff campaign, right, through her beauty brand,
sure,
Rare Beauty.
I was thinking, there was a connection there.
So she's selling personal memorabilia, basically at really, really low prices, which is bizarre. It sounds like an whenever you say really, really low prices, it sounds like an ad. Really, really low prices. She sold a $3,250 diamond ring for $12 the other day.
Fair play. So she's just obviously good doing a first come, first serve.
That's exactly it. And so this girl is just kind of giving stuff away. But then yesterday she went and sold a massively significant prop from this TV show. Everything is not what it seems when you can get all you wanted in your wildest dreams.
Everything is not what it seems.
Wizards of Waverly Place, one of my favourites from Disney Channel. So she was in that. She played the main role, Alex Russo, a wizard who always gets herself in a little bit of trouble. Instead of doing her chores or her homework or any of that kind of stuff.
She's too busy being a wizard.
Yeah, she's got magic stuff to do.
Yeah.
Well, in the show, she has an iconic magical wand, right? And she uses it. She keeps it in her boot. I mean, I've never seen this.
You just said it's your favourite show on Disney Plus.
But she used to keep it in her boot, and she used to just lean down, pull it out of her boot and wave it, and it was just so cool. And she was
what
just,
age was she then, Dave? Was I'd this say in she, her adult life? Or?
Yeah, I'd say she was about, she could have been about 18 to 21 right. or something like that. You know what Disney adults, like they always look a little bit younger, but I think she could have been 30.
And playing an 17
exactly.
year old girl.
Like, do you remember Jackson from Hannah Montana? He was actually like 27 when he was playing like a 16-year-old.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bizarre. But anyway, she sold this wand, which is iconic in the show Wizards of Waverly Place. She sold it for $4.
Wow.
I was like, this is absolutely insane. I thought if other actors or sets were doing a first come, first serve of props and selling them at very reasonable prices, what else would you want and how much would you pay? So I've come up with a list of things I want from different TV shows, but I'm not paying, like, you know when you go see a prop from a TV show and it's like, oh, a Star Wars prop went for $7.5 million.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, no, it's a piece of plastic. It doesn't deserve that much. Do you know what I mean? So in Breaking Bad, Walter White throws a pizza up onto the roof. I would happily take that pizza box and the pizza.
Would you?
For €12.
Yeah,
that's how much. That's how much a pizza costs. Yeah, that's how much a pizza costs. I want the couch from Friends. Orange couch. It's lovely. I looked it up, about €400.
Are you talking about the one in the Central Park?
In Central Park.
Yeah,
it's like orange, very nice.
Yeah.
And
it looks like one of those couches you really sink into. Do you know what I'm not into at the moment? Couches that don't have enough depth.
Yeah, I love it.
I
want
to go back
with
my legs to have to kind of swing in the air because I'm so far back.
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. Well, this is the kind of thing that, well, to be fair, I don't know if it has a lot of depth. You kind of sit in it, but it looks like a bit of crack. It looks comfortable.
Rachel's legs, she'd be well back.
Yeah, fair. But it just seemed like something I'd wanted, something like it would fit in my house.
Well, give it to me for a standard
€400. I will pay €400 because that's how much
ancient
couches cost.
Well, so.
Dwight's bobblehead in the office, €16. I looked it up. I want that immediately. 6 dragon eggs from Game of Thrones, €4. Because if you're paying more than €4 for eggs, that's ridiculous.
I understand what you mean. That's fair.
Absolutely fair.
I don't care if they came from a dragon or
exactly.
a chicken.
No,
€4.
They all taste the same. The pear phones from Victorious. I don't know if you would have seen this, but it was a Nickelodeon
iCarly
show.
As well.
Yeah, iCarly as well.
Oh, they looked so good.
Yeah, but like also terrible design.
Yes.
It was obviously mocked off like Apple.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So they, instead of Apple, did a pear phone or a pear pad
and things
like that.
But they were shaped like a pear.
Yeah.
Oh, that's class.
But like the screen was still up here, but it was so thin compared to down here.
Chunky bottom.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. Like, terrible design choice. €150. It's probably iOS or POS 6. Do you know what I mean? And it's from years ago. So, £150. Sheldon's Bazinga t-shirt from The Big Bang Theory. €9. That's how much t-shirts cost. Drake and Josh's Game Sphere. Do you remember
these Nickelodeon shows that were just
spherical.
So
spherical.
Good.
I ask, you know the way you kind of have callbacks to these shows so much?
Yeah.
Is that your memory that good from when you were 9, or did you watch these shows last week?
I probably bit of both.
I loved Drake and Josh.
A bit of,
but I don't remember.
Do you not remember the Game Sphere? It's spherical. Spherical! but I'd say I'd pay about £60 for that. Yeah, I do remember both, but like I'd go back and watch Drake and Josh every now and again. I want Phil Dunphy's magic kit from Modern Family, tenner. And I want, just for Callum, I want the TARDIS from Doctor Who.
Oh, yes.
But it's a phone box, so the council should just pay for it.
That's fair. The only thing I'm after, and it's so practical, but it's so gorgeous. Dave, you're a New Girl fan.
Yes.
In their apartment, they have a fabulous kitchen table. Would you not agree?
Yes.
Oh, I love
that
table. Nice.
I prefer the jar where they put money in every time Schmidt is
Someone
a douche.
Says something stupid. Yeah, a douche jar. I'll get you one of them.
Perfect.
We'll get one
I
in
want
this
the money.
Room. You're on spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
This is one of the most embarrassing things that I'll ever admit to on the thing. And it's not even that bad. It's just, I hate it, right? And I'm sweating just thinking about it.
Okay, what's up?
Okay. There's a feature on Instagram, right, when you go into DMs, where if you swipe up, like kind of continually swipe up, it'll turn on disappearing messages.
I just noticed this morning. Is this a new thing?
I think it might be.
Yeah.
So basically you're in someone's DM, right, and you might decide to like scroll down instead of like up or whatever. And by doing that, what'll happen is it'll say, You turned on disappearing messages. New messages and reactions will disappear 24 hours after everyone has seen them.
Why is that though?
I don't know. But the other day I was in the car with my girlfriend and we were talking about, we were actually talking about a girl I used to see, basically, right? And this girl that I used to see was really, really sound, really, really nice. But she had a very, very thick accent and I wanted to play it for Pippa, right? I wanted to be like, this is what she sounded like. This was her accent. Do you know what I mean? And so I went to see if there was a voice note in the messages with her.
Mm.
There was not, but I turned on disappearing messages.
Oh no.
Right?
Oh no, no, no.
They get a notification when you turn on disappearing messages. And I said, oh crap, I turned it off. They get a notification when you've turned off disappearing messages.
Dear, dear,
so this girl who I haven't talked to in a year and a half has just got a notification, David Hammond wants to chat to you. Disappearing messages he's turned on. Which is basically like them going, what's he want? Huh?
He's trying to have a sneaky conversation with me.
And then, who did I go and do the exact same thing with yesterday? The CEO. The CEO responds to my story. I have a chat with him and then boom. David Hammond has turned on disappearing messages.
Oh my God!
David Hammond has turned off disappearing messages. Sorry about that. Don't know what happened there.
Sorry, I just did that to
no
someone.
Response
I just messaged
from the,
someone there
from
then
the CEO.
And I was like, what's happening here? That's going to catch people out so hard.
It's
you know
so embarrassing.
Yeah, because I just did that. I literally just did the exact same thing to somebody that I just replied to on Instagram this morning. I was like, what's this about? Why did I turn that on?
So when I did it to the girl, I was like, right, Pippa, I have to come up with a message now to text her and be like, she was like, no, just leave it. Like, you've embarrassed yourself. Just leave it. And I was like, no, I'll say, like, I was trying to message another person with the same name.
No!
She's like, don't. She will not believe you. Stop. Do it. Put your phone down now.
You're trying to make it out like, oh, sorry, it was a pocket dial. Yeah.
It was a pocket
phone.
Disappearing message.
Here is Chapel Rome. This is HOTTOGO or Hot to Go on Spin. Here with Em and Dave, and we're in the midst of a game we like to call A Second at the Cinema.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. Welcome to 1 second in the Cinema.
It does sound like a bit like a cat.
Where we play you 1 second of a movie clip. If you know it, then WhatsApp us the word cinema to 087-711-1038. We hear that clip again?
Yeah, let's do it.
I feel like I know it and I'm disappointed in myself.
Do you know what I keep singing in my head? Sabrina Carpenter's song Juno.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
But I don't feel like that's Sabrina Carpenter's voice.
I don't think so.
Jer is there this morning with a guest. Hello.
Hello there. Hi there.
Hi. Come here, you had a guest in for us for a second at the cinema. Let's play the clip again, Jer, just to see.
What is that movie, Jer? What do you think?
I'm thinking Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire. Well, were we?
Do you think it's from Jai Ho? Catching.
That's the vibe I got, yeah.
Oh, I kind of know what you're saying now, kind of celebratory.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Remember when they're all dancing at the train station? Jared, bad news for you. You're wrong. I'm so sorry. But I was a fantastic guest and it's now stuck in my head, so I will be watching that later.
Cheers, Jared.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great day, Jared. Bye-bye.
Producer Callum typically goes for something kind of cheesy, I think, if I'm...
But that would have been a good shout to choose, like, as a movie.
Absolutely, yeah.
Very good. Have you seen that?
I have, yeah many
so
years
good.
Ago now.
So good.
Emma's there. Hello, what are you up to this morning?
I'm on my way into work.
Oh, very good. What do you do, Emma?
I work as a junior doctor.
A junior doctor we're speaking to. My God, Dave, sit up straight.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic, Emma. All right, well, you probably don't have a lot of time to watch movies if you're a junior doctor, so let's hope that you get this correct. Have a listen to the movie clip again. Come on, Emma, what's that movie?
Is it Frozen?
Frozen.
Okay, now, if it was Frozen, we would need a specific movie from Frozen. So, do you want to have a go? One or two?
Oh, God. We'll go for the first one.
Producer Callum is shaking his head. Is it the fact that it's not Frozen 1 or is it not Frozen at all?
I'm just going to say it's not Frozen 1.
Ah, sorry, Emma.
Sorry, Em. Have a lovely day.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Also there is Sarah. How are you, Sarah?
I'm good. I'm just fighting with my door.
Fighting with your door? But listen, I'm always at that on a Thursday morning as well.
Why? What's it done?
Can't get in, can't get out.
Oh, no. I'm trying to get in.
Oh, very good. Okay.
All right. Did someone lock you out? Are you worried? Are you okay?
No. Shopping.
Okay, very good. Fair enough.
Shopping.
You've loads of bags with you. All right. Well, Sarah.
Open it this time, Sarah. Sorry.
I have two small children, so this is the only time I get.
Ah, fair enough.
Okay.
All right, Sarah. Have a listen to the movie clip. What is that movie clip?
I think it's Frozen 2.
Frozen 2, which is interesting because we just had a Frozen 1.
Let's just check if you're correct there, Sarah. Ah, lovely.
Oh,
Sam's doing a muted performance there in the corner.
That must get played a lot in your house with two small kids, doesn't it, Sarah?
Yeah, I have a 3-year-old daughter.
Oh, well, there you go.
Say no more. You're off to the cinema. We will give you... How many kids do you have?
I have two.
You have two? Well, let's go 3 IMC cinema passes. Let's get you all off to the cinema.
Oh, brilliant. That's great.
Have a great day, Sarah. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye. Talk to you later.
I will fight on this hill. I will stand my ground. I will climb to the highest mountain and scream.
Don't you dare say
that Frozen 2
don't
has the
it.
Better songs
no!
than Frozen
How
1.
How could you say
Into
that?
Into the Unknown trumps Let It Go.
No, it doesn't.
By far.
No, I don't. Well, I think it may potentially, but it does not outweigh the Frozen 1 songs. They're
the
all bangers.
Do you want to build snow?
Yeah.
No! Get out of the way! literally, Into the Unknown.
What else is on Frozen 2?
Into the Unknown.
He can't back his argument.
No. Hey,
that's one.
That's the first one.
Frozen 2. I'm Frozen 2 to the death.
Yeah. Lisa, Doja Cat and Rain Now and Born Again. Finn, we just played a second at the cinema. The movie was Frozen 2. Producer Callum said he would climb a hill and scream from the top that the soundtrack to Frozen 2 is better than Frozen 1.
He would die on that hill.
Then he couldn't really name any songs from Frozen 2. Which is
he started naming songs from Frozen 1.
Well, I've come back in clutch. I'm surrounded by two very basic people. The listeners of this show absolutely love Frozen 2. And I'm going to die on that hill. I'm a Frozen 2 supremacy. Glenn has said that Frozen 2 has the best songs hand down. Forget about Let It Go.
Prove it to
Forget
me.
About Snowman.
For the first time in forever.
For the first time in forever. Great song.
Love
but
is an
terrible.
Open door.
Show yourself. Frozen 2. Phenomenal.
All right. Really boring, isn't it?
I don't know this.
Oh yeah, that's cool at the end. Yeah, that's nice. But that's kind of grand.
That's good. And then if you want to pull on the heartstrings, do the next right thing.
Go on.
Here we go, crescendo. It's just, I listen to that on the way home sometimes. There's a tear that comes down my eye when I'm going through Whitehall on the 16.
You're really not doing your street cred any favours.
Leave me alone. Frozen 2 supremacy till the end.
In summer.
Dublin travel. With Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
You know what was terrible? And I will give you this. Reindeers are better than people. Shut up.
Yeah, they really...
That was a crap song.
They really sold out at that
point.
But
love is an open door!
Morning, starting off on the North Circular Road. Traffic is solid.
Wake up. We got the dreams.
Spins fully charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Hello there, what's the crack?
Good morning, what's going on? Happy Thursday. And you know, I've been hemming and hawing about saying this all morning. Are you okay? Is everything all right?
Me?
Yeah,
I'm grand. Why?
No, it's just, okay. How do I say this? Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, Pippa was like rolling some like a thing on her face and her face had a reaction and it kind of went a little bit purple for just like a few minutes. And I thought maybe you did the same and I was wondering, because your face is a little bit, it looks like you slept in a bush.
Do you know what? I knew that there was a semi-obviousness to my face, but I covered it in tan, which probably made it worse. Yeah, it does look like I slept in a bush. And do you know what I did last night?
Slept in a bush.
I wish it was that simple.
I wish.
I wish. No, I did something called dermaplaning.
What's Cade?
Cade? Could have kept this one for the girly quiz, but you caught me out now. Dermaplaning is a thing that you see on TikTok that girls do be doing. And it's kind of like a blade. And you kind of shave your face.
Oh!
Now, what you do is you kind of, it's all over your skin surface. And you do it kind of gentle. And it kind of removes bum fluff and it exfoliates. Not bum fluff, obviously.
Is it the roller? Is it the same thing Pippa did?
It's not a roller, it's a blade.
Okay, it's an actual blade.
But I think the blade that I picked up to do this, because I was a sucker for being inspired by this from bloody TikTok, was a bit cheap.
Oh no.
And it ripped a lot of my skin off my face.
Oh God.
So, as you can see this morning, it does look like I slept in a bush. My face was bleeding quite excessively. For a lot of yesterday evening. My face, it actually looks like I've been beaten around the place. I can assure you I have not.
It looks like you got a headbutt or something.
Oh my God. Look how purple my cheek is.
That's what I was saying. I'm looking at that cheek all morning.
And look over.
And it's a lovely cheek.
Can you see over that eyebrow how much I've actually like,
scalped yourself,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently I you should look more youthful today, do I?
I was just thinking that. You look 10 years younger.
Do I?
10 years younger, yeah.
Jeez, I'll back
it's like Barney
again,
the dinosaur, then. But 10 years younger. Purple, but lovely.
A younger Barney. Do you know what? A 31, I'll take it.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Lola Young and Messi, you're listening to Spin. It's Emma and Dave. What's the crack?
Good morning.
Guys. Some really fun news made the news yesterday and it really caught my attention. I was like, I need to dig into this story and see what the story is, right? Throwback to school, throwback to exam years, junior cert, leaving cert. Part of the exams for your language courses were, of course, the fact that you had to do an oral exam for like French or German and also for Irish or whatever you were studying as your other
subject. You know what's really funny is when you were saying that there was an interesting story, I was about to say, dígame, which is the Spanish for tell me.
Because you did Spanish in school.
I did Spanish in school.
Spanish wasn't available in my school and it was so annoying.
Oh, yeah.
That's the place I go when we're, my, a lot of my family are...
That's how the Spanish answer the phone. They go, dígame.
Dígame, talk to me.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
So basically, the oral exams and the oral exams that you would have had to sit through, tell me about your family, tell me what you got up to yesterday evening, blah, 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 blah. That's for the oral part of the exam.
Yeah.
That's apparently in consideration to be rolled out for English.
Huh?
I know. Huh?
For other countries?
Turn on the radio there, huh? What are they on about there? What? Really? That was me yesterday. Yeah. Leaving cert examiners are considering introducing a 20% English language oral exam. Handy. Throw it on.
I don't understand it, but a handy 20% just for having a conversation.
Just for having a chat.
Do you think it's because, like, you know the way they always say, like, the younger generations, oh, they can't converse.
They can't string sentences together. Yeah. It aims to help students develop communication skills and engage in meaningful conversation. So you have to go and tell your deep, dark secrets to an examiner.
Oh, my God.
No, they're saying the topics will more so focus on material from the existing course. So if you study Shakespeare, talk to me about Shakespeare.
So it might be about your thoughts about Shakespeare.
Yeah, your interpretation of the play.
Interesting, because you might know like how to write an essay, but you might not know what you're actually saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like that, if you've seen Adolescence, like scene three, the understanding of your understanding.
Yeah. Please, tell me about Shakespeare. Yeah, he's grand, yeah.
Yeah. He seems sound.
Yeah, not bad.
Like, nice lad. Yeah.
Go for a few drinks with him. Like.
He'd be someone I wouldn't mind having an appointment with. Yeah, Shakespeare. Now, consultation is on at the moment. People kind of saying, are they for or against this being brought forward? And that'll stay open until May, so we'll know more then. But with that in mind, I'd like to bring us back to the classroom, Dave. And if I was the examiner and you were to rock in to me for this potential 20% towards your leaving cert, let's try and do an English oral exam.
Okay.
And see how you'd get on.
As if I was doing an Irish one.
As if you're doing an Irish one.
Okay.
So we'll stick to those kind of questions rather than tell me about Shakespeare. Such as, have you any holidays planned this year?
I love holidays. I really love hot holidays in the sun with my family and friends. Last year we went to Spain and this year we are going to Spain.
Brilliant. I actually think that's a... you'd get the full mark.
Would I?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Class.
Absolutely perfect.
That's deadly, miss. Thanks.
Okay, so if we're kind of thinking of the kind of questions in your Irish oral exam, like on Will Simigut, so sport. So do you have any interest in sport?
Oh, I love sport. For example, football. For example, tennis. For example, rugby. For example, Formula One. My dad loves horse racing, but I don't like horse racing.
Wow, I'm blown away. That's absolutely fantastic.
Thanks,
kind of
miss.
David Hammond. Okay, so if we were thinking Irish, Cotterina 2 on Derek Shocks and Ashikata, what did you do last weekend?
Last weekend, we got pizza. I love pizza. My favourite pizza is Domino's. I love Domino's. My mom prefers 4-star.
I'm actually blown away by the talent coming out of this guy. We'll do one more. If it was Irish, you'd probably be asked like, cane sort, shock at all guts. So what sort of house do you have?
I have a big house. It has stairs and a kitchen and a sitting room. And for example, 4 bedrooms and 4 bathroom and attic.
Wow. 20% to you, sir.
Woo!
20%.
Cheers, miss. Can I go now?
Off with you. Well done. You're a star pupil, Mr. Hammond.
Thanks.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
It's Peggy Goo and it goes like na-na-na. You're on spin. It's Emma and Dave. And let's bring you back to Tuesday's show just for a minute. Dave was telling us that for his 30th, which is happening really soon, he just craves having the biggest kind of adult kids party ever. And to bring it back to like the kind of parties you had when you were kids, because they're much more fun than going to a pub. Well, what we can say is 8:10 tomorrow, we have huge updates on that.
Oh, exciting.
Yes. 10 past 8 tomorrow. Make sure you're with us for exciting updates that involves you listening.
Now, also exciting, over the last couple of Thursdays, I have been ranking some of my favourite things. Oh. Things like Phineas and Ferb songs or the transition sounds in Hannah Montana. Welcome to another edition of Dave Ranks. This week, it's this. What's going on? Here we go. A-L-I-V-E-O. Hell yeah! Welcome, welcome, welcome on in, everybody. Welcome this to Dave Ranks.
Most contentious one yet.
Last week we did Westlife songs and it got heavy. There was a lot of unpopular opinions. Well, wait till you see this week. Wait till you see this week if you want unpopular, all right? Now, let me just start off by saying I want to rank five things. I always rank five, my top five. In fifth place, I've been trying to figure out, do I like fifth place? Am I ranking it as it's my fifth favourite one? No. I don't like fifth place.
Okay.
Especially for this one. So, it's one of the worst songs Alive-O has ever come up with, but it's in fifth to show my hatred for it.
Okay, I understand.
So the whole point of Dave Ranks is it gets better as it goes on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, in fifth place, we have a song that when I used to go to Mass and my mother would listen to us sing in the choir, she would genuinely put her fingers in her ears because she hated this song so much. It's this. Ma, I've lost my ba.
God almighty, that was terrible.
It was awful.
I feel like I'm back in the classroom now. Do you remember when they used to put the little CD into the CD player?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
everyone, here we go, boombox.
Bring your chairs around. We're doing circle time with the live sing songs.
All right, here we go. In fourth place, we're starting to get into songs now that I do enjoy. This is a little bit, you know, it's fun. I wonder should it have been in third place, but I will explain why it's not. Have a listen to fourth place. Happy in the presence of the Lord.
Shoot.
We come and sing. Woo! Our praise to Lord Jesus. Happy in the presence of the Lord. We come and sing. Our praise to the Lord. Great tune.
Beautiful
right.
Song, yeah.
And I understand you may be thinking that should be a little bit higher. The reason it's not in third place is there's a little bit of attitude in third place. And there's not much attitude in Alive-O.
Yeah.
The little attitude is the little yeah that we get in this next one. In third place, it's We Are The Greatest. And just in case there's any doubt, we want you to know. Here we go. Get ready for the yeah. It's that little yeah, it's a little bit of attitude that I really, really enjoy. So fair play to the Live-O kids for adding a bit of attitude.
I'm not lying. I just got a shiver down my spine. It just happened.
Here we go. In second position for Dave Ranks, Alive-O songs. Me and Emma were actually singing this yesterday. You didn't know it was going to be this high up the list. It's this. The reason, there's two reasons why that is not number one, right? The first reason it's not number one is because the very, very end of that goes, chilling, and I never knew what it said there.
I still don't know.
Yeah, I still haven't a clue. I think it's shield in the strife, but I've no idea what that means.
So make it language that kids understand is what I want to know.
And the other reason that it's not number one is because the number one choice Dave Ranks this week
better be
is going to be a very unpopular one.
No!
The reason it's going to be unpopular is it's not that. It's not that it wouldn't be the first song you think of when you think of Alive-O. However, I love how absolutely bizarre it is. Number one in Dave Ranks is Remember Them. Thank you, God, we love you. Thank you, Dave. Wait for it. Here we go. Bizarre reason.
innocence. That's number one. Remember, remember, remember those who died. It's such a bizarre thing to play at a funeral.
Sorry, sorry. Where is Circle of Friends?
No, I listened to it. I actually nearly added it into fourth place and
where
I thought, no, it's not that good.
You can't do a live O without Circle of
it's
Friends.
It's just not that good.
I'm so upset.
Remember, remember, remember those who died. Circle is of an friends. Absolute tune.
Remember those who died would fit into any Evanescence song, like anything, and it'd work like that. Mark has just gotten in touch saying, Dave, this was absolutely epic. I work in a primary school with First Communion class, and I'm going to get the kids to rank all their songs.
Yes, good one. So I like it.
Remember, as an Englishman, this is my first kind of foray
into a live O.
I am listening to Remember, Remember, Remember Those Who Have Died all week long.
I need to hear it again. Thank you, God.
For some reason.
Dave, you're...
Sorry, guys. Can we have some justice for Circle of Friends?
Yeah, Dave,
please?
Dave, you're getting a lot of hate. Shane, no Circle of Friends is crazy.
It's
yes, Emma.
Good.
Dave, where is Circle of Friends from Ellen? I'm loving the countdown today. My school with a choir for this, and my poor sister is the lead vocal for the poor little feet. She hates it.
Ba, also, ba, ba.
Yeah. Oh, Dave, you've divided the country again this
Circle
morning.
Circle of Friends. All around you. Circle of Friends.
Didn't even get a look
strong
in.
Strong and true. Circle of Friends. Always there for you.
Not in this list.
Just like Dave writes. Just like Dave writes.
This is an absolute banger. It's called, from an artist called Raven Lane. It's called Love Me Not. It's Spin. Spin. It's the girly quiz. Dave ranks in the past. We're moving forwards to give him a terrible Thursday. The girly quiz is on the way, essentially, each week. Myself and the women across Dublin, we quiz Dave on all things girly. And for you this morning, it's an opportunity to win a whopping... 50
quid!
50 euro!
My God.
Dave has two lifelines to help him win the week. He hasn't won in 3 weeks in a row, so we really need your help this morning. If he loses the girly quiz today, he won't have won for an entire month, and that's not good for anyone's mentality.
Yeah, it's bad.
One of his two lifelines involves you. It's called the Phone a Female. If you would like to be Dave's Phone a Female, win yourself 50 quid in cash this morning. Come on, we're bringing out the big bucks for you. Then message us the word girly. 087 711 1038. The word girly will show that you're interested in being his Phone a Female. You will very likely know the answers to the questions as a gal. He probably won't, yeah. So he needs your help this morning. Just message us the word girly now, and we're playing the girly quiz very shortly. Do you know what? It's going to be the last time that you hear this. It's the girly quiz.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. No more girly quiz. Is this the last girly quiz ever?
No.
Oh.
No, it's not. That would be crazy. No, Sharday, who listens to the show, we love you. Our boss, Nick, did you dirty and didn't bring you into studio to properly record that song. And it
doesn't
sound...
Oh, she's getting the bin, is she?
She's getting the bin.
Ah, Sharday.
By this day next week, we are hopeful that we will have a Grammy Award-winning A-list artist...
Oh, my God.
...as a new vocalist of the Girly Quiz. Listen... Things are getting big around here.
Right, okay. The budget has gone up.
It has. Listen, if you are brand new to this somehow, well, welcome in. This is the Girly Quiz. Once a week, we test Dave on all things girly. He's learned a lot over the last 2.5 years. But as always, there is more to learn when it comes to us mystic creatures, women. He has three questions he needs to answer correctly to win the week. He hasn't had a win in 3 weeks. This will be the fourth loss in a row, which is no good.
And, no good.
It's three questions to get through, as I said. One is a simplify option in terms of...
like a 50-50,
isn't it? A 50-50 that he has in his arsenal. And the other is his Phone a Female, and that is Sharon this morning. Just to say, before we get cracking on this, if there's little ears in the car on the way to school, the Girly Quiz does delve into topics in and out and up and down and inside out of all things girly, if you know what I mean. So maybe hand on the dial if we go into an area that you're not comfortable with your kid listening to. Is that fair enough?
Sharon, I want to talk to Sharon and see what she knows. Sharon, what's the crack?
Hiya.
Sharon, is there something in girly knowledge that you excel in, do you think?
Probably women's health.
Women's health, amazing. Oh, that's a fantastic answer, Sharon.
Can I ask, with that in mind, are you like a gynecologist or something, Sharon?
Oh, God, no.
All right, okay. If we got a gynecologist...
No, I work in hospitals.
You work in a hospital? Amazing. If we got a gynecologist on the girly quiz, honestly, my life would be made. I'd sit back, relax, I'd jump on the couch. I'd be like, I'm grand for the next 10 minutes.
But look, she works in a hospital, next best thing, I guess.
100%.
Sharon, you stand by. I can guarantee you Dave will need you in the next few minutes. So hang tight, okay?
No problem.
Thanks, Sharon. All right, question number one, Dave.
Here we go.
Apart from the obvious de-knotting, name just one other benefit to brushing your hair.
De-knotting. Apart from de-knotting, damn it. Like, this is so stupid. Like, there's always these questions. It's always like, oh, it's good for cleanliness. It's good for, you know, like, it's... Oh, it's stupid. Like,
I mean, in terms of the hair rather than appearance or vanity hair as well, okay?
Yeah, okay. So it cleans the hair of anything that are in it. It's maybe like nits or something. You can style it if you want, but I know that's not... You don't want that answer. Shaping it.
Just like styling it.
Cleaning, I think, is the main one. I was about to say, so there's no knots in it. Yeah, I'm going to say, like, just keep your hair clean.
You think that brushing your hair cleans your hair?
I doesn't wash it, but I'd say it cleans it. Yeah, I'd say it gets rid of... Will I 50-50 it? No, I don't know. I'm going to... this is such a simple question, and I can't think of any answer to give you. I'm going to 50-50 it.
All right. You need a win.
I do.
That's understandable. Let's go into simplify mode, shall
okay.
we? We're there. Okay, apart from de-knotting, name one other benefit to brushing your hair. I guess in this case, I will give you a 50-50
yeah,
and
yeah.
one of the two will be one benefit,
yes, yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So it distributes oil from the scalp down the hair shaft, which helps condition drier ends.
There's no way you came up with that on your own.
Or B, it removes the need for hair trimming at the hairdressers.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's A. I'm glad I'm at 50-50. It's A. It's oil. Oils and stuff.
Oils and stuff. We'll do the job for you. Well
Come on,
done, David Hammond.
Let's go.
Back in the net. Okay.
Whew, okay, that was a really, really tough question.
We needed a good start because you've had a couple of losses on question one and it's no fun then for the rest of the game,
yeah,
is it for
true.
You?
No.
Okay, one in the bag. You still have your phone a female. Sharon is still there and we move on to question number two.
Here we go.
Dave, we know that you like a bit of a spelling bee and that's the vibe we're going to go for
no!
on this question.
Oh, why did I use 50-50 on that last one? Okay, go.
L'Occitane.
No,
is
damn it.
A brand that sells beauty, skincare, and well-being products.
L'Occitane.
It's French. If I was looking that up to go to their website, I'd need to know how to spell it. How do you spell it?
Okay, I don't know, so this is not my final answer, but if I was to guess, it would be L-O-X-Y-T-A-N or L-O-C-K. S-Y-T-A-N. But I'm not French, sure, no. So I'm going to go... L'Occitane.
Yeah.
L'Occitane. I have no idea. I'm gonna absolutely pray that Sharon knows. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, here we go, Sharon. I've got 30 seconds on the clock. I'm hoping that in the last 30 seconds you've Googled how to spell L'Occitane. So here we go. How do you spell L'Occitane?
L-O-C-C-I-T-A-N-E.
Now, Sharon, did you go to Google there?
Shut up. It
no, it's
matter.
Actually my mother-in-law's favourite brand.
Oh, right.
I thought she was going to go. It's actually my mother's surname.
So you're telling us now with your hand in your heart, Sharon, that you knew that off the top of your head.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
L-O-C-C-I-T-A-N-E. Is that right?
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right, that's your final answer,
David. That's
Davey.
My final answer. L-O-C-C-I-T-A-N-E. Not as catchy chaperone song.
H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
Yes! Sharon, you have got yourself €50 and I can't tell you enough how deserved it is. Well done. And thank you to your mother-in-law.
I'll tell her that later.
Have a great day. You're going to have a weird... That's going to be a weird explanation. Okay, Sharon, thank you so much. Really
appreciate
it.
Sharon, can I ask you very quickly, do you always in your head, instead of pronouncing it the correct way, like L'Occitane, do you always say L'Occitane in your head?
Yeah, I kind of just sound it out.
Yeah, me too.
L'Occitane.
All right, well done. Thanks, Sharon. Have a great one.
Thanks.
Good luck, Sharon.
Bye, bye, bye. On your own.
I'm all right with that. Okay, I've got a burst of confidence now.
I'm glad that you've already used your 50-50 because this is a 50-50 question. Okay?
Even better.
Good news all round. Dave, to win the week, you need to answer this question correctly. When a baby girl is born...
Damn it, shouldn't have hung up on Sharon.
I was thinking that was kind of more of a health one. Approximately how many eggs is she born with? Is it A, 1 to 2 million, or B, 1,000 to 2,000?
Oh, mother of God. I have no idea, but that is a cracking question. Eggs.
Would you say I'm some yolk
You're
for that question?
You're some awful yolk.
I'm an awful yolk for that question. Yeah, very good. When a baby girl is born, approximately how many eggs is she born with? Is it A, 1 to 2 million, B, 1,000 to 2,000?
There's no way you came up with the million one. I think you'd instantly be like, no, he won't guess that. So that's why I think that's true.
I'm not even going to look at you. I'm just going to look at Callum. I'm going to turn my back to you.
Okay. I'm going to go with the million. And I'm going to lock it in. I'm not going to lock it in. Lock it in. It's the million. What's the million? It's the 1 to 2 million. Come on.
God, you're cracking. Yeah!
Is my month, baby. Thank God.
March is your month. I'm the 20th. Well done, Dave. The scores for this year now stands at 4 wins.
Come on.
And 6 losses.
Let's go.
We can make that back.
Unbelievable. You have a million eggs when you're born.
It's two.
That's ridiculous.
That incredible. Well done, Dave. Here's Gigi Perez now at Spin.
Wake up.
Full Spin's fully charged.
Every day. We're Spin.
Let's go. Good morning, what's the story?
Hey, good morning, what's happening?
Yes, I'm loving the vibes. Another gorgeous, bright morning in Dublin. May it last.
Honestly, and I feel so old saying this, but I genuinely feel like a man. Like, it makes all the difference, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh, it makes all the difference.
It actually literally does.
No, it literally does.
It changes your whole mind frame and whole day and your plans and everything. Do you know the way I look again? I know I feel like a broken record now, like resetting like what the story is at the moment with me. And maybe you're like, Emma.
Oh, hold on. Is it your boyfriend moved in? And you have a dog?
It's actually just more to do with boyfriend moving in time. Yeah. Woo! Don't worry. You got a break from the other.
Go on.
No, we went. I told you that we got this Super King duvet for the king bed.
Yeah.
To change your lives and everything. Jack was away working last night, so I was on my own. But the other day, he was like, we need to get a new duvet cover. I always love getting white ones. And the kind of inner panic kicked in where I was like,
do you not like a white duvet?
I wear a lot of fake tan.
Oh, fair.
Right? So I was like, at the time, I wasn't really thinking. I was like, yeah, cool. White's lovely. Lovely color, very calming. So we picked it up, dressed the bed. And then last night, I was just doing my tan and I kind of looked at the bed and went, oh, crap. What am I going to do here now? These sheets only went on the other day kind of thing.
Yeah.
I slept last night incredibly uncomfortably. I wrapped the pillow I was lying on in an old crusty towel.
Oh, no.
So that my head wouldn't destroy the sheet.
Dear God, the things you have to go through.
And I brought back out the trusty electric picnic sleeping bag.
Oh, no.
Just solely to protect the sheets.
Oh, my.
And I have to say, guys, it works.
It's stunning, is it? Lovely and clean and white.
You wouldn't know a single thing normally. Like,
why don't you just like not put white on it anymore then? Tell them no.
I think I'll have to.
You'll have to.
But it is joyous to walk into a room and a gorgeous big white bedding.
It's very stunning.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great.
But I'm glad it doesn't look like a print today.
Yeah, all my clothes.
So
nothing worse than waking up and going, oh my God, what have you done to the bed?
Yeah, exactly. It's gross, isn't it?
Good morning. Now, you know I love a new study. Oh, I love a new study. Well, a new study has found, right?
Yeah.
That about 20% of teenagers use their phone while in the cinema, highlighting concerns about screen addiction and social etiquette.
Right, I thought it'd be much higher than 20%. Only one in five teenagers.
Yeah, pretty much. But like, to be fair, it's cinema etiquette. Like, so basically, the National Research Group study, as reported by Bloomberg, apparently, it suggests that a lot of children struggle to disengage from their devices, even during immersive experiences like watching a film on the big screen. Now, I don't want to be one of those people that says, like, isn't that ridiculous? And the younger generation, they're all like this. And do you know what I mean? But I can't get over being beside someone in the cinema and just constantly trying to watch the film and seeing a light from their phone light up to the side of me. So basically, that people have talked about how kids do this in cinemas and saying the behaviour could indicate shortened attention spans, which, to be fair, is not their fault. It's just the way the world is going, and increased digital dependency, which is a real, real thing. But it's raising a lot of questions about the impact of like phones and stuff on younger generations. And basically, cinema owners and managers and other people who go to the cinema have expressed a lot of frustration over the glow of phone screens, which can basically distract you a lot from the movie.
Yeah, like, I use my phone in the cinema.
No, you don't.
I do, yeah.
You don't.
I do. I find movies very boring.
Why are you going to the cinema then?
Yeah, that's why I don't go very often. especially during a horror one time. Now, in my defense, my friend asked me to go. My friend Darren was like, please come with me. I really want to go watch this film. I was like, I don't do horrors, Darren. But I went with them anyway to be a supportive friend. And I knew, I can't watch this. Mm-hmm. I can't cope. I hate horrors.
Okay.
So I had a scarf on.
Yeah.
So I just moved the scarf around my head, and then under the scarf I had my phone on a low screen. I just played a game on my phone.
Okay. Well, look, do you know what? That's at least something.
I would never blatantly pull out my phone and like be WhatsApping people.
Yeah.
But if I really can't cope with how boring the movie is, or if it's scary, I will go and distract myself and read Twitter or something.
But like, do you go underneath your jumper or something?
I would never blatantly have it up in my face, but I'd be down and kind of covering it maybe with one hand, having a little scroll.
This is unbelievable.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I know.
Do you know what? The only time I'll ever like accept people being on their phone in the cinema is when the movie title comes up and they want to take a photo of it. But the only reason I like that is because the flash always goes off and they're like, oh crap. And I find that very, very entertaining.
Yeah. You know the way they're doing these pouches things in schools now, aren't they? That are costing millions.
Yeah,
they do that
at concerts and some like comedians.
They should do that at cinemas. It should be you're paying for your cinema ticket, hand in your phone.
You'd hate that.
Well, I would, but it's not my thing anyway. But that's one way to just get around it.
I can't get over though. Like,
as you hand in to get your popcorn or whatever, and you're dealing with the person anyway, you do an exchange ticket for phone.
Has there ever been a movie you've seen in the cinema that you're like, I don't want to go on my phone for this? This is gripping.
Yeah, Me Before You.
What's that?
Brilliant movie. It's very sad. It's about a guy who is. I'm not getting it.
Who's in
it?
Anyone famous?
You're one who's the beautiful one in Game of Thrones. What's her name?
Oh, right. Okay.
What's her name?
There's a lot of them. And is it Cersei?
What's her name? Yeah. What's her name? Quirky girl.
Me Before You.
Me Before You. Yeah, it's terribly sad. I think I've seen it.
Oh, it's your
times.
One. It's Emilia Clarke.
Emilia Clarke.
Very good.
Oh, God, I love it. I've seen that. Honestly, I actually watched it again recently.
I've never seen that before.
It makes me cry every time.
Phones and yapping.
Is
my biggest bugbear. I went to do you remember that play at the Olympia in the summer, the 222 A Ghost Story?
Yes, the Laura Whitmore one.
Yeah, I was at one of those, and there was someone in front of me just speaking to a friend
at a play
the entire night.
At a play? Yes.
At a play.
I was there that night with you. You were sitting ahead of me.
It was Emma.
no, and but wasn't that so annoying?
It was so, like, it was one of those ones where we, because of where we work, we got invited. Yeah. It was like a press event.
I wasn't invited, just so you know.
But it's like, just have some respect.
No, you see, I'm the person that would be on my phone in the cinema, but I'm the same hypocrite that would throw a dirty look to someone chatting at a gig.
Yeah.
So I
don't understand how people can have the level of confidence to A, be on their phone, because I'd be like, I can't even check the time without looking over my shoulder. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And then to have a full-blown conversation in the cinema or at a play, are you having a laugh?
I spend most of my time outside these events, going to the toilet, taking a little break, saying hi to the person who's doing a bit of cleaning. What's the story? Have you seen any of these films? Yeah, I'll go back in a while. And then I'm the person who goes, so what did I miss?
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm the worst. I have a story I want to tell you, and I want you listening, by all means, at any point, you can just send in the letters BS. If you think that at any point in the story, you smell a rat and you think it's untrue.
Okay?
So this is a story about a chaotic wedding, and elements of it might be true, elements of it may or may not be untrue, all right? It's absolute madness. The story has come to my attention from TikTok, and this girl called Janai, she's from Washington, And she shared this TikTok detailing her wedding day and how, you know, everything went wrong, movie-esque, from the get-go to the end of the day, okay? From the outset, as we start and we gather with the groomsmen to get some photos together, one of the groomsmen was short a bow tie. It didn't arrive with the suit, so it looks a bit
not
odd.
A chance that's real. That's too far-fetched.
So that's just early stages. We're missing a bow tie. Looks a bit dodgy in the photos.
Okay.
Then the weather has caused a bit of a stir. A huge storm hit right before the ceremony, and it was due to be outside looking over this beautiful lake, but it forced it all inside under a tent.
Oh, not good. Not good. You'd be pretty unhappy with that on your wedding day.
Mm. You're inside now, and everyone settles. The tent collapses from the weather. It
Stop.
Soaks guests. It distracts workers. The vows could not be heard because of the lashing rain and the misery.
Oh God, it's like the universe really doesn't want them to get married.
Everything is like shouting against them, being like, don't do it, don't do it. Janae's dress is now in a puddle of water, her wedding dress.
No.
From there, the venue lost power before the reception. This gal and her husband, you they entered the reception in the dark with no music.
Okay.
No big grand entrance. My sister had saxophones. It was really fun. None of that.
Okay.
Then her maid of honor had a seizure.
Oh my God, sorry for
then
that.
Then her sister had a seizure.
No.
Okay, now this is where I'm calling. I'm waving my flag there.
Maid of honor and the sister.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you calling? You're out there?
Yeah, yeah.
Callum's out. Okay, are you still with us, Dave?
No, I'm still with you. I'm still
the maid of honour and the sister both had seizures.
Yeah, I mean, she could have had one looking at the maid of honour. I don't know. maybe they're the same person.
Okay. A guest wore white to this wedding, which is obviously a big issue.
I've known people to do that.
Yeah, so have I. Someone got engaged at my friend's wedding.
Shocking. Oh, don't do that.
There was a clog in the toilets at the venue because someone accidentally flushed their dentures down the toilet.
No, I'm gone. I'm out.
Dave's
I'm
out. Okay.
I'm out. That's not true.
Dentures
not true.
Fell down the toilet. Big clog. Big more flush.
That's not true. That didn't happen.
The DJ played the wrong songs even for key dances like the father-daughter dance. So, for example, the dance for her and her dad was mixed up with the song for the dance between her and her stepdad. Not good.
That's really not good.
Totally different sentimentality values there. The photographer's power station in the end saved the day and charged the DJ booth. They did regain power eventually in the last 3 minutes, allowing for quick photos. And the outcome was, despite the chaos, she called it the most perfect day with unforgettable memories and wouldn't change a thing.
I'd call BS on that. What photographer has a power station?
Yeah, true, true, true. I can tell you both, and you listening, that 100% of that story is true.
No.
I can't be. As in, you're saying that it's true as in that you've not embellished it. You've not added anything in there that you have made
up. You came up with nothing.
No.
Surely she has made something up in that story.
She's post photos of the whole day on her TikTok. It looks like an absolute car crash of a day.
Did she post photos of the two people having a seizure?
That would probably be not okay to do.
I want
to
see the dentures down the toilet.
Yes, so do I. I want to see the dentures
down the
toilet as well.
That is bizarre.
I think, you know the way in horror movies when the family move to the house and the floorboards start creaking, I'm like, why are you even hanging out? Get out of there.
Yeah, get out of there.
I think I'd have to consider not marrying.
What would you been your last, the last straw?
I think if I was sitting in a soggy wet dress, I'd be in a really bad mood. But then if my sister had a seizure, I'd be like, lads, not today.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's have a look.
Still had a really good time. You shouldn't have.
Do you know what? Maybe my sister's having a seizure. Maybe let's just take a rain check on this whole thing, quite literally.
Get ready. Spin 103's Golden Days.
All right, here we go. Could today be the day we are giving away a holiday? All the thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. We're talking Fuerteventura, 7 nights at Pierre and vacancies with your flights all sorted. All you got to worry about is a bit of sun cream, kicking back and relaxing.
We have Sophie on today this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You want a holiday, don't you?
Yes, I would love a holiday.
Okay, let's try and win that for you on the golden ticket this morning.
What's the plan for the day, Sophie?
I'm just on the way into school. I'm on my teaching placement.
Oh, very good.
How's it going?
It's going good, yeah. Only 3 weeks left. So
okay, God, it's funny. I remember that when you're in school and you look around, there's just another adult in the room. And you're like, what's the story?
What are you doing?
No, where
And what are you teaching, Sophie?
I do history and religion. Definitely.
History and religion. Do you know what? I actually loved religion when I was in school. Like, it was my favourite subject. It was my favourite subject because it was the only thing I was actually decent at.
Yeah.
But so it's religion and history.
And history,
lot of dates.
lot of dates to remember, yeah.
Yeah, right, the BCs okay. and the ACs, they're your thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, exactly. Remember. Oh, God.
AD.
AD.
AC. Right, well,
I'll bring you back to school.
Sounds like I kind of need it. All right, listen, let's try and win you a holiday.
Sophie, tell me this. When's the last time you were on holiday?
Oh, God, maybe the start of last summer.
Last summer. Where did you go?
I went to Croatia.
Oh, very nice. Beautiful. Very nice. I've never been. I'd love to go. Let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma and Dave's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Sophie?
I have.
You have. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock? 25 seconds.
That
so
would be 25.
Multiply it by five. Five songs and artists are going to play, though. So you guess the five songs and artists within those 25 seconds, you'll win that golden ticket off to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, say if you've absolutely no idea what it is, and you never will, that's all right. Shout the word swap and we'll swap it out. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Sophie?
Yeah.
Any questions?
Good. No, no questions.
Love a Suez now if you've any questions. All right, Sophie, where are you from?
Kells in Meath.
Sophie in Kells. The best luck. 25 seconds
luck,
on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga's I Will Smile.
Start the clock straight in.
What a queen. You give us the two names, we need to give one. Well done. You managed to score that in just over 3 seconds. You've 21.8 seconds left on the clock. You've 4 songs to go and you are giving me hope.
Yeah, here we go, Sophie, with song 2. You still have your swap remaining. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Tyler, Water.
Stop the clock. Hell yeah, Sophie. Let's go.
Sophie.
We got a good player on our hands.
Yeah, we definitely do. You managed to get that in what? Another kind of 2 seconds-ish? We're now at 18 seconds, which is above average to guess 3 songs. Let's keep this moving, girl. Well done.
You got 6 seconds per song left. That is a really, really good game so far.
And you have your swap.
Yeah, unbelievable, Sophie. Let's go for song 3. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Tell me, baby, when you fall asleep. When you dream and tell me, does it set your soul alive?
Skip, you're going to swap that
swap
one.
Swap
okay.
it. Let's swap it out.
Nice one. That is new from Keen to Crow. It's called Who's Making You Feel It. You didn't know it. That's absolutely fine. Let's go back to our 18 seconds on the clock and kick off with a brand new song 3.
Let's do it, Sophie. Song 3, a brand new one, plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
So you're still thinking of
Khalid.
Yeah. 18? No, keep going.
I cannot give you everything.
Oh, I don't know it at all.
You're not old. You're not smart.
You're young. You're not.
Yeah.
You're young. You're not young.
No, damn it.
You're so young.
Oh, damn it.
The name of that song.
I feel like I messed up on you there, Sophie. I'm so sorry. I tried to give you a cool clue.
Okay.
I was trying to say, you're not old, so you're young. You're not smart, so you're dumb. It's young, dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Broke. Yeah.
Still young, dumb, and broke. Yeah.
Oh, man. Sophie, what a player.
Sophie, do what you need to do. Hack the system and get yourself back onto play somehow, okay?
That was unbelievable.
You are the most talented player I think we've had in a while. You're all over this game.
Unbelievable, Sophie. Did you have fun? Did you have a good time?
I did have a good time.
That's all that I care about. I'm so, so sorry, but I'm so glad you enjoyed it and thank you so much for playing. What a player. Okay. Best player we've had in a long time.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Sophie.
Can I ask you a quick question before you go? Yeah?
You can.
At 20 past 8, Dave brought us his Dave Ranks, where he ranks things that he likes, and this week he brought Alive-O songs, which I think might be up your street. He didn't include Circle of Friends, and I want to know from a religion teacher how you feel about that.
Circle of Friends is definitely number one.
No, boo, wrong. Wrong. Go back and listen to it and enjoy it, and you will realise that I'm right. Sophie, have a fantastic day.
Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye. Oh, do you know what? I'm actually raging.
I'm gutted.
Raging.
I actually got the big adrenaline rush again.
Yeah, did I. And I was like, oh my God, this could go today. Unbelievable player Sophie was. But she couldn't do it. Maybe you're like Sophie. Maybe you know your music. Then get on to us now. It's golden in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.